Preliminary rounds of the Good Governance Debate Series 2017, quarterfinal round on the motion. This House believes fake news is the cause of refugees in the EU.
The Good Governance Debate Series, GGDS, is one of the projects run by Clean Africa, a student-founded organization that was set up to promote community-level environmental awareness. Since 2012, the organization has been holding a series of debates on the subject of governance in Africa. This year, the debates centered around asking whether the refugee crisis is a result of a failed EU foreign policy or climate change.
A state in the grip of neocolonialism.
Denoa Sithole is a South African student of international taxation and law at the Rein Vaal University. She kicked off the debate by blaming Africa's current problems on the continent's colonial past and the continuation of Europe's influence on the continent's political and economic affairs even today.
How can countries of the West today pose to give Africa a way forward, help to reduce poverty, if in actual fact, looking at history, understanding history and what Africa has undergone, that colonialism has put African countries, South American countries, in the position that it's in today. South America, Africa is poverty-stricken because resources have been stripped from these continents. People have been enslaved because of these practices. How can you expect to introduce a development policy rather than compensating these continents with what is rightfully theirs?
Georgina Milo, an American student at Frederick Alexandra University in Erlangen, agreed. She too felt the EU's partnership agreement was a failure. For Georgina, Europe's unbalanced terms of trade have heavily impacted on Africa's markets.
No one here can question that there has been an economic failure overall by the EU to support the South the last 20 years. This can be seen easily through trade agreements that clearly make it advantageous for the EU in ways of prices, where they offer lower prices to the global South, strict standards that cannot be met by the global South due to lack of support, lack of funding, and lack of resources.
For the young debaters, Europe is responsible for Africa's problems. Its unfriendly policies have sparked the migrant crisis, hence Europe too should find the solution. But Simone Höckler-Hafner from the State Ministry of Baden-Württemberg begged to differ.
It is important for our society that we become aware of the impact of our modern lifestyle on other parts of the world that have not our possibilities of nourishing, mobility, and consumption. I wanted to demonstrate that governmental development assistance alone can't solve every problem. In order to solve problems, we have to know the roots of these problems. To know about the causes why refugees leave their country is the most important step to be able to face these challenges.
But the GGDS Forum is not just about promoting intellectual debate on the big topics. The politicians were here to bring weight to the debate and help train the rhetoric capabilities, assertiveness, and debating talents of the students, essentially to incubate future leaders for both continents. Former alumni already hold public office in their home countries. One of them is George Akiliwara, who is now a policy analyst at the Integrated Social Development Center in Ghana. This year's cohort hope to follow in their footsteps.
I really like the debate series because I learned so much about Africa and about the policies and what is happening there and even the names of the countries, and I met some people from there.
I think this has been a great experience for everyone because not only we had the chance to learn about debating and how to actually speak in public, but also we had the chance to meet beautiful, amazing people from all over the world with beautiful spirits, and I think we had dealt with great important issues from Africa and Europe.
The experience has been a wonderful one. It has taught me to always believe in myself. Of course, we all know Africa is plagued with so many cases of underdevelopment, and the major cause basically is lack of good governance. It's just a wake-up call for young guys like us to begin to promote upcoming leaders, because they are the leaders of tomorrow who are going to take positions of authority.
And as the students left after their week of debates, they were played out to Peruvian music, which had its roots on the African continent. that was meant to symbolize the main point of the debate series, that we can all find unity in diversity. For DW, this is Jen Ayeka-Kumet in Stuttgart, Germany.